40 Winks post-game interview.
For 40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body. Co-coach Jason Armistead, good enough to be standing alongside our own Jane Birch.
Thanks so much for joining us. It's always really tricky doing these interviews. Commiserations on not getting across the line today, but there's so much to be proud of. You were coming hard late and you had plenty of opportunities, but you're probably ruining some of those opportunities in front of goal that just weren't taken, you know, at that crucial moment.
Yeah, that's right. But the reality was as well, I think the second and third quarter, St Mary's were the better team as well and put themselves in that position that we had to try and chase from behind. And yeah, and we did have a few opportunities, but yeah, you got to make the most of them.
And it was a bit of a war of attrition down here. I was probably my busiest day on the sidelines injury reporting, but that injury to Adam Garner was a massive loss for you, because at the end where you were getting those deep injuries, or you know, sort of that 20 to 30 metre spot out from goal, he would have been really handy to have up there late, and tweaking his hammy, you know, wasn't ideal in the last quarter.
Yeah, no doubt, but yeah, I suppose everybody's at both sides probably carrying injured players into the game as well. Although Garns wasn't actually carrying an injury, and then Parkhouse also had a groin that he started in down forward in the last quarter, but he couldn't do much as well. So yeah, a couple of our talls down forward, sort of yeah, losing them halfway through the quarter, I suppose, yeah, it didn't help. But yeah, we still had enough chances, and yeah, St Mary's were too good.
Jace, thanks for joining us. It started so positively. Where did you see the change in the game come? You get 19 points up, four consecutive goals, and you really were playing the footy that you wanted to play.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, St Mary's, especially second and third quarters, I reckon they actually started to win the contest, which we sort of think that's our strength. But I reckon they were first in for the footy under the ruckman, and yeah, just got first use from there. And because they're so efficient on the outside, that really hurt us and made us chase all the time instead of being able to put that pressure on and keep the ball inside our forward 50. It was up their end a lot. So yeah, all credit to St Mary's. I just thought that was the turning point. They actually made that happen. And yeah, we just couldn't match it.
Did you deliver a message, or you or Seb deliver a message to the boys post game? If so, is there much you can say at this point, or do you have to sort of, you know, wait for the cold light of day and worry about it then?
Oh yeah, I said a few words. I couldn't even tell you what I said. I didn't know what to say, to be honest. But you know, the old cliches around, you know, make it sit in your guts and, you know, let it burn for next year. I didn't say any of that stuff. I just think that's a cop out, really, because yeah. The reality is, if you didn't have it in you today to do the job, well, yeah, 12 months away from now is a long way, and a lot of things can happen. You just got to make the most of the opportunities when they're there.
Commiserations. I thought the best player on the ground was Zach Zibel. He is just outstanding. If you can't, you know, if he can't win the Matheson medal this year, the umpires have not watched him. He's had an outstanding season for you and showed again today in the prelim why he's the number one ruckman in the competition.
Oh, he's amazing. And yeah, look, in the cold light of day now, like he has been carrying a bit of an injury probably since he missed the last couple of games of the year. So he's sort of been playing a little bit. Yeah, probably at 80%, and yeah, if that was 80% of Zach Zibel, yeah. I'd hate to say 100%, but he was amazing today. And you know, that's them kind of players, you just sort of hope that other players sort of follow his lead, and maybe we didn't have enough that did that today. That's probably a fair comment. I'm not sure what you guys saw, but it felt like there was a few guys that just didn't play to, you know, to 80% of their capabilities, really. So, and yeah, if you've got a few that don't do that, that makes it harder for everyone else.
I'll tell you one bloke who did today, and I think he's had an outstanding season for you, is Sam Giblett. He doesn't get the plaudits of the Malikans and the Simpkins and the, you know, the other blokes playing in the back line, but gee whiz, does he do a job and just does it effectively.
Yeah, he does. And he's only been at the club for the last 2 years, so he's come in from the district prior to that. And yeah, he's done an unreal job, and he's such a professional. He loves training and doing all the extra stuff, so that sort of holds him in good stead, and that's probably why as the years progressed, he's become better and better because he just prepares so well.
For 40 Winks, prepare, find the perfect bed for your body. Speaking with Colac co-coach Jason Armistead, here's Matty Dowling.
Jace, commiserations on today. Was there anything specifically that you've been or that you were trying to implement throughout the game, maybe a change as the game sort of rolled on that you just weren't able to execute and were slightly disappointed in that space?
Look, probably they had a plus one and we did, and at times it looked like theirs was working really well, and then at other times ours was. So until the game got to the point where we had to even the numbers up, we sort of left it as it was. And but I think the reality was that, yeah, just through that middle of the game, I just think that St Mary's won them stoppages and them contested ball and ground ball wins that were pretty important, and maybe we didn't as well as we have in the past. But from a tactical point of view, like, just it was only last 10 minutes we just had to even the numbers up and sort of go for it. And, you know, like I said, we gave ourselves a bit of a chance, but maybe we should have done that earlier. I don't know. We did throw it up about four or five different times during the game, but then the game had sort of swing back our way, and then you're like, no, we're all good with that. So yeah, just that them decisions that you either do or don't make during the game, and maybe we should have made it earlier perhaps.
Chase, was that it for Joffy?
No, I don't think so. Langer just sort of retired him publicly in front of the whole crowd there before. But Joffy came in and said, you know, felt like, I think, did Stevie Baker or someone get retired by Ross Lyon when he didn't know about it or whatever? And Joffy was talking about that then. So I think he'll still play. He might not try and play. Like, he only missed one game this year, so he might just play the 10 or 12 games next year. But I think, yeah, I still think he's pretty valuable. I don't know how many goals he kicked for the year, but it was... players have still got to man him up, and he's pretty.
20 games, 39 goals.
Yeah, it's not a bad effort, eh?
No. So, considering now, you know, winning a goal kicking is probably 65 goals. He's finished top 10 in the goal kicking as a 38-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. So he was obviously disappointed. I think he missed one in the last quarter that he probably thought he should have kicked, and it was actually a couple of our guys that you banked to kick them goals, and they just missed it. It was pretty tough, obviously, though. So, and they had a lot of set shot chances as well that just, you know, slid sideways. So
Jace, commiserations. We have enjoyed watching Colac pretty full on over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and enjoyed watching your brand of footy as well. I know, obviously, you know, some guys missing you know, and you won't use them as excuses, but, you know, people are realistic. Walters, you know, Skinner, Ross in that lineup this afternoon, it might be a different story, but they weren't, and this is where we stand. But you get to come back next year and do it all again, and we can't wait for that, and look forward to seeing your progress in 2026.
No worries, guys. Appreciate all the support, and it's been good fun.
Thanks, Jace. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Jason Armistead, co-coach of Colac, joining. Thanks to 40 Winks. Find the perfect bed for your bodies.
40 Winks post-game interview.